Ben knew that much was true. But Vistara's eyes remained hard and dark, and he also knew that she was still trying to manipulate him, trying to play on his sympathy and his sense of responsibility. Perhaps that was the only way of relating to her peers that she understood, to lie to them and exploit them. He started to wonder just how much of what she had become was a product of her environment, and whether she might be open to a different kind of life.
Ben nodded. Don't worry. Talon won't hear a thing.
From you or your father?
Jedi honor their promises, Ben confirmed. In word and spirit.
You'd better.
Vistara turned back toward the viewport and fell silent for a moment, then finally said,
Okay, ship is returning.
Ben let his hand slip away from his lightsaber and remained standing. It was the last thing he had expected Vistara to say, but it made sense. And it was also just alarming enough to make a good lie. He studied her for a moment, looking for signs that she was trying to play him again, and didn't find any. In a neutral voice, he said,
You told me that ship isn't under Sith control.
Vistara looked back to him, her lips pursed in admonishment.
When I told you that, Abeloth was still alive, she said. And I don't know that ship is under our control now, only that he's coming.
To do what?
Ben pressed. He could think of two possibilities, and neither was good for the Skywalkers.
To avenge Abeloth?
Or to share what he knows about her with Lord Talon,
Vistara replied.
Ship didn't tell me. But either way, you and your father are in trouble. Maybe you should think about coming over to the dark side. I'm sure the Circle of Lords would be happy to find a place for someone like you.
Thanks, but I'd rather die.
Vistara shrugged.
Have it your way.
She tilted her head up at him, and her brown eyes suddenly looked both huge and deep.
But I'll miss you. A little bit, at least.
Nice to know, Ben said, half grinning. But you're getting ahead of yourself, don't you think?
Vistara shook her head.
Afraid not, she said. Ship is coming, and he's very angry.
Ben met her gaze, beginning to think he and his father really might be in trouble. He asked,
He didn't tell you anything else?
Vistara looked him straight in the eye.
Nothing.
I can check that, you know.
Vistara flourished her hand at him.
Be my guest.
Half convinced she was just using ship to distract him from some other development, Ben reached out in the Force again. To his dismay, he felt an ancient presence approaching the planet.
Ben?
The voice came to Ben inside his head, as full of portent and menace as he remembered.
Why are you not dead?
Ben suppressed a shudder.
Just good, I guess.
You have grown arrogant.
Ship seemed more amused than irritated.
That is a valuable quality in a ruler.
I'm no ruler, just a Jedi Knight. And I'll be your destroyer if you come near this planet.
If you could destroy me, you wouldn't be warning me away. But your audacity shows promise. It is not too late to join us, Ben.
Ben was too insulted to reply. Ship wasn't a true sentient being, so perhaps it could not understand why the idea of following in his cousin's footsteps would fill him with revulsion.
Darth Kydus was a mere shadow of what shall come. The Jedi are weak and doomed, and the Lost Tribe is destined to restore the Sith Empire to the galaxy.
The Lost Tribe couldn't overthrow a Hutt crime lord, much less take over the galaxy,
Ben replied. He could sense a new pride in Ship's presence, an optimism bordering on self-deception, and in sentient beings at least, unchecked pride was the easiest of all weaknesses to exploit.
It'll take more than a few thousand sabers and a flotilla of outdated patrol frigates to take down the Galactic Alliance.
In time, young Jedi.
Ship fell silent in mid-thought, and a cold wave of anger rippled through the Force.
You have grown clever, Ben. I won't underestimate you again.